Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for October 17th, 2015. And I'm thrilled to have one of my science heroes on the show today. Dan Winter is a pioneer of heart coherence science, which is the heart of quantum science and the future of interactive global telecom, holistic healing, and many other applications. So thanks, Dan, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
Nice to be with you.
Now, I look forward to an update on your international lectures, on your online Fractal University, and I'm especially interested in your development with heart coherence applications for the iPhone. But first, could you provide a simple explanation of heart coherence for those who are new to the subject?
Yes, there's quite a long history here. When I first taught the Heart Math Institute how to take their first EKG, I showed them also how to spectrum analyze the EKG to measure internal phase coherence. At that time, we were just showing the simple power spectra, which is just the internal harmonics of the EKG. And I showed them that when you felt love, you could see the number of internal harmonics in the EKG power spectra would increase. In other words, your heart would sing, the number of harmonics would become more what's called harmonic inclusive. But at that time, we desperately needed a way to quantify internal phase coherence. And later I discovered some mathematics to do that. And then I was credited in the literature for inventing the word heart coherence because I discovered a mathematics to measure it. It's called a SEPSTRM, a second order power spectrum. The whole history of that discovery is at fractalfield.com/coherence. But basically, it's quite simple that when you feel something which you feel good about, your heart coherence increases. And it's the reason that's so cool. We later discovered that SEPSTRM, which I used in my heart tuner to, for example, many kinesiologists used it because it's literally a lie detector. And the reason it's a lie detector and a measure of truth is fascinating because, you know, your heart knows, but what your heart knows biologically is which wave is shareable. And in a perfectly shareable wave is measured as internal coherence. So in practice, then when you see that SEPSTRM, when your heart coherence increases, it means you're speaking your truth. It's a cool thing. And if you're asking someone to love you, to marry you, for example, you can actually tell if they're speaking from their heart. So my original heart tuner invention, you can read about it, goldenmean.info/heart-tuner-special, was too expensive, and I had problems with my business partner. And so I decided to do something much less expensive, more available, and develop for the iPhone. And that's now at heartsring.com. And with that, we simply measure HRV, heart rate variability, which is much cheaper, obviously. But we'd found a way to measure coherence there, that where the frequencies of your breathing, which is the motor of your heart rate variability, when you get a breathing cue, you can see your heart coherence increase that way as well. It's cool. And you learn breath coherence in yoga. And then we found a way to actually measure empathy that way as well, because you can do multiple people at once and see when your heart's music lines up with another person, which is the physics of empathy and tantra. And in fact, tantra schools actually use the product. So anyway, there's a lot to say about that.
Well, you know, when you said you began with this and the mathematics and all this, we were talking about 25 years ago, 30 years ago?
I think you're making me feel old now. No, it's true. It's true. Actually.
You sound young to me. You know, I know you've been doing this and lecturing on this all over the world, and your website, your videos on your website are just amazing. At FractalU, FractalU.com, you have some good introductions to the an overview, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are coming to this and have you know are coming to the show because they've been following you for many years, and they're fascinated with where it's going with the practical applications of the heart ring with the iPhone and other practical applications that that we've talked about on previous shows over the years. I'll actually.
There's some very important basic things to say at this point in current developments, and that is that more recently we found that the two major frequencies of the HRV, the LF and the HF, one of which lines up with what's called the Meyer wave, is literally a sacrocranial pump frequency. So the known harmonics of the tidal frequencies of the sacrocranial, which is your spine liquid pump, you know, which is the physics of Kundalini and many other things, is literally motorized by your HRV and your breath. And so in the new application, which we're just releasing, we have a major meeting with the programmers in Belgium next week, which stay tuned to heartspring.com, you will actually be able to choose your breathing cue to build your LF or HF, the frequency of the HRV, to consciously switch your Meyer wave, your sacrocranial, and the sympathetic parasympathetic innervation, which goes with LF and HF in HRV. Now, that may all sound a bit technical, but what it means in practice is that, you know, as you know, that if your spine liquid is pumping, as Upledger proved, it is clinically impossible to be depressed. What I later showed is the spine liquid pump frequencies are actually phase conjugate to Planck level. That's all in my book at fractalfield.com. So the spine liquid pump frequencies are actually implosive and negentropic, and you can motorize all that with your breath and HRV. So it's going to be so much more in the new iPhone app, which is coming out very soon. So stay tuned, heartsring.com.
Well, that's really exciting. You know, I've been writing quite for some time now about, you know the quantum science, quantum reality of coherence, and referencing your website, your material, and your videos. And one thing that's very self-evident to me is that mind congruence follows heart coherence. And what you're saying is that connection. And there's been a lot coming out on the biomimicry science lately, you know, this whole
yes.
science of biomimicry. And again, you know, what you're talking about is a practical application of mind congruence as a function of heart coherence.
And to be clear, the climax form of coherence is a recursion, a phase conjugate fractality. For example, not only, you know, first we said that the fractal space-time is the origin of biologic negentropy, and the equation on the cover of my book at fractalfield.com is my new equation, Planck length and time, times exact exponents of golden ratio, integer exponents. And I just explained that that's actually nails down the Meyer wave, LF and HF, and the harmonics of the sacrocranial pump. But also, it nails down the frequencies of the power spectra, the Schumann resonance, how Gaia became negentropic and self-organizing, which are exactly the alpha-beta frequencies of brainwave. So the brainwave harmonic cascade of golden ratio, which I proved in the Bliss tuner invention, is actually the same harmonic cascade you get in the Schumann harmonic power spectra, all of which are, again, exponents of golden ratio times Planck time, which is saying that all of the variables which allow you to implode, your spine liquid pump, your brainwave, your heart harmonics, your HRV, all of them are doing the same thing that all biology does to become self-organizing and negentropic, which is to say implosive, and that's a phase conjugate collapse wave. And incidentally, that same equation predicts the exact only two frequencies that motorize photosynthesis. It predicts the exact wavelength of adenosine diphosphate triphosphate, the common motor generator of all cell metabolism, and it predicts the duration of the Earth year and the Venus year. So we now know what causes biology to emerge from chaos, and we can get on board and make it happen. And if you apply those frequencies to plasma, you have major healing, rejuvenation, plasma healing, cancer therapy, all that kind of stuff. And you can see the plasma device, therify.net. Inspired by Priory. So there's a lot there, but it is proof that fractal space and time is the origin of negentropy, specifically fractality based on golden ratio times Planck.
You know, a lot of people are tuning into this fractal order of the holographic universe and, you know, sacred geometry and the fractal nature of all creation. There's been a lot out on that. You've taken the science to a level that people that are really scientific, I mean, really into the quantum science of the field and the quantum field. And it's interesting to me that you mentioned the Schumann resonance of the Earth, and how it reflexes with the brain waves, and the resonance factor of your equipment, and for you might say the human interface or the biomimicry interface, between the quantum field, Schumann resonance, and brain waves, it makes sense what you're talking about. A lot of the technical terms people can pick up and understand if they really want to get into science, and from your websites, your videos are brilliant on that, and your graphics. And again, a lot of people are coming to the show specifically because they've been following you over the years, and they just love to hear these updates. Other people that are new to it, can get enough of it. I believe that if they're really serious and want to go into the science of it more, and we're really talking about, to me, it's the science of spirituality, and the true science the true science of spirituality to me is practicality and the practical applications of it. Now, you've been evolving that over the years, and what you're doing with the heart ring and this interface to me with the iPhone is just fascinating, and I can see the applications for global telecommunications, social networks. I mean, what the world needs now is, love, sweet love. I mean, look at the Middle East. It's look at the world situation. We've got a creative tension right now, and there is a quantum shift. From my understanding, I've been writing about this quantum shift in the energy field, the quantum field, the Schumann resonance. The Earth has been increasing dramatically this wave X. Now, have you been following this wave X? What's your take on that?
I think that Greg Braden was a little confused when he said the Schumann resonance increases. Actually, the power spectra is quite stable, although the higher frequency harmonics show up in the complex waveform. The actual wave mechanics of the Schumann resonance, it has a 3 hertz and 8 hertz and then a 30 hertz component. So the components that are part of the Schumann resonance actually fit that equation of Planck time times golden ratio exponents. So the point is that the mechanism by which the Schumann helps us to emerge from chaos is the same frequencies that the brain waves uses to implode. And it's true that then frequency signature tells us how to make Earth more self-organizing, more negentropic, literally to fix things like climate and, I suppose, politics that emerge out of chaos only when they're implosive.
So this is going on now with the the process with people, brainwaves naturally resonating, it's like a set point, from what I understand, the Schumann resonance for the brainwave range of frequencies in the higher alpha range. There's a more or less of a set point. You're saying that doesn't change that much, but I mean, have you been following the news about this Dr. Simon's talking about this wave X, about that Schumann resonance has been increasing, and it's been increasing the set point for brain waves. Have you followed that or heard about that?
The actual stable harmonics of Schumann in the power spectra, well documented in the literature for many years, is 3 hertz, 7.83, 14.3, and 20.8. Those are the stable, contained harmonics of Schumann. And the calculated phase conjugate collapse frequencies, which is Planck time times exponent golden ratio, is 2.78 compared to 3, and 7.29 versus 7.83, 11.8 versus 14.3, and finally 19.09 versus the 20.8. So those four harmonics are so close that it tells us what the Schumann resonance is trying to do. The reason you feel bliss when your alpha and beta goes to golden ratio is because your alpha and beta are exactly supposed to be 7.29, 11.8, and 19.09 hertz, because that's phase conjugate collapse. So, it is true that there's a coincidence that the time it takes light to go around the circumference of the Earth, which establishes the near 8 hertz component of the Schumann, but the complex wave that is the Schumann, the first one to ever explain the physics, is my equation, which says that talking about one frequency in the Schumann is actually simplistic. What the Schumann is a complex wave that's doing implosive collapse, and the shape of that collapse wave is a caduceus, actually.
That's interesting. So you're saying that the harmonics, historically and currently, I mean, it is the set point or the stability of it, you know, has not changed. I mean, it's
that's right.
Not
what it's locked to is a golden ratio exponent of Planck time, which
that's
also precisely locks the exact two frequencies of photosynthesis. And there's only two. It locks in the duration of the Earth year and the Venus year. It locks in the radii of hydrogen very accurately, because everything in nature that wants to emerge from chaos has to do phase conjugate collapse. It's called The Origin of Biologic Negentropy, and it's the title of my book.
That's fascinating. Well, my understanding over the years, you know, with heart coherence, you know, the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it is in the frequency of coherence. You have a way of explaining that for, you know, people that have a good grounding in science, in mathematics. You have a brilliant way of explaining that, and I understand enough of it to know that you know you're talking about, and that your equipment, your technology that you have evolved following it over the years, the more I've looked at it, how it's evolved, and your explanation's been consistent through that. You know, the fabric of the universe is this golden ratio fractal.
But what we learned in the last year is that the golden ratio exponents are always exactly a multiple of Planck length and time, which is the universal solvent of the quantum foam. It is the musical key signature of all of physics. And so when you see that, what's happening is that all of the inertia, for example, in hydrogen, which is at the center of every DNA ladder rung bond, has to collapse to the Planck dimension, and that's where DNA radio begins. So when you're in that frequency cascade specifically, you can broadcast through the zero point at Planck distance. We all agree, you know, Nassim and I are in total agreement on this. And the physics means that then you can design a house, clothing, a graveyard, phase conjugate dielectrics to allow biologic memories to enter that collective field effect, which is called a fractal field because it's a golden ratio exponent of Planck, which is perfect self-similarity, and perfect compression, which is the highest definition of fractality. So essentially what we're saying is that that frequency signature and that field effect geometry creates charge distribution efficiency, what we call the divine or scion or science, perfectly branched. And that charge distribution efficiency, sometimes called fractality or a phase conjugate field, defines ability to enter collective unconscious, communion of saints, DNA radio, memories after death, all of that. And so the materials that allow that, that have that fractal field, like high dielectric clothing and high dielectric architecture, the fact that, you know, clathrates for water are dodeca, and the fact that fullerenes are dodeca and the monoatomics are dodeca, it's all because it's doing phase conjugate collapse to make charge distribution possible.
So what we're seeing, you know, with the advance of a lot of these technologies that are dealing with coherence, and there's not a lot of them out there. And a lot of them don't frame it that way. I mean, there's a whole movement, global coherence movement, and a lot, you know, of course, there's the Heart Math Institute, you know, referring to coherence. But the depth of field and everything that's out there compared to what you're doing is pretty shallow.
Well, you know, the thing that few people, well, first of all, the transducer the Princeton Noosphere uses to measure what they're calling global emotion, global coherence, is a Josephson junction. They don't realize the physics is capacitive coupling. And idealized capacitive coupling, of course, is phase conjugate dielectrics, which is basically how DNA radio works. But the point would be that this simple way to understand the climax form of coherence is to think about a hologram. What we know in a hologram, which is how coherence, which is formed out of phase coherence, is that every node contains information about all others.
Uh-huh.
And what that tells you is that each node, the hologram's max information density comes when each node is fractal, because that is the physics of perfect compression, which is another way of saying fractality is the climax form of coherence. And now I have proven, I have actually the wave equations, that golden ratio phase conjugation, the solution to constructive wave interference, is phase conjugate fractality. So phase conjugate fractality is, we have the proof mathematically, the climax form of coherence. In other words, get fractal or get dead.
So, where do you see this going? I mean, yourself personally, practical applications of it.
What I see, you know, after Priory used, he didn't know it, but he used the equation on the cover of my book with the Priory device, a plasma healing device here in France years ago. And the French government documented hundreds, if not thousands, of cases of cancer healed and almost every disease they put in front of it. Well, we have three prototypes for that, which I have now reinvented, launching in three countries this month, which is, you know, tumor shrinker like Priory and many other things. It appears we've been successful. We've tried on so far. Obviously, we're going to do clinical trials. We have medical people. But once we prove that you can time reverse biology using plasma, then all of the things I'm saying are suddenly proven. It's not just a tumor shrinker and swelling reduction. Therify.net is what I'm referring to. But it's also a stem cell switch, a shamanic wormhole, a time reversal, and it's a seed pulse treatment. You know, after Levengood and Burke wrote Seeds of Knowledge, their high voltage seed pulse treatment had 20-40% increase in growth in seeds, but they didn't know the physics, and now we do. So, you know, once you can create a living bioactive field, then you can optimize this process. It's literally a Kundalini trigger as well. All of this is in the new film at the top of bioactivefield.com.
Bioactivefield.com. That sounds like, yeah, a biomimicry model.
Well, there at Bioactive Field, we start with the basic information that a centripetal field is the reason everything is alive, for example, a seed. And from that, we develop the physics of the ultimate curriculum for biologic architecture, biologic clothing, biologic cement, called living cement. We're developing bioactive field glass. And, of course, we have bioactive field plasma, which is therify.net. And, of course, we have bioactive field, theimploder.com, for water and agriculture there. So all the bioactive field technologies are in one place at bioactivefield.com.
That's a good source. I wanted to kind of reframe my understanding, you know, from what you've been saying about across the spectrum, the practical applications seem to be, I mean, from the sounds of it, you know, you're talking about like Akashic records, effective sensory perception, or ESP, or, you know, and holistic healing applications are all, you know, and to me, again, this is practical spirituality. You know, the healers throughout, you know, history have been, you know, body, mind, spirit, and the wholeness, the idea of holism, and wholeness, and with the being able to access through coherence, you know, the field, the Akashic records, and again, effective sensory perception. I call it effective sensory, and rather than the ES, there's nothing extra about it when you've got it.
Well, you know, for physics, one of the best examples is when Dr. Karatkov followed the Kogi shaman to where they would make phone calls to their ancestors and measure the electric quality of the air, called fractal air, idealized capacitive coupling. So you cannot make phone calls to your ancestors in a metal building with dead air. No, it is not. The physics doesn't work. In the same way, that's a very terrible place to die. No, what you require is a fractal field. So once you define what a living electric field is, you can invent life. So every university that's sitting in a metal building with dead air is proof that they do not know what life is. So every biology department, every university in the country is living in a building that proves they don't know what life is.
That's interesting. And of course, again, back into the biomimicry model of you know, what is biologically correct, you know, for living systems. And you know, it seems like the fabric of universe, the coherent fabric of universe, and the understanding of coherence is the beginning of that process.
Well, yes, and again, since the climax form of coherence is fractality, and remember, no one ever told Einstein what a fractal was, and yet perfected compression is the solution to every single problem in physics, electronics, and spirituality, and philosophy, and immortality, and alchemy. Every single problem in every single discipline, the answer is non-destructive compression. So once you get that right, that's what as above, so below, and I am that I am means.
So Nassam Harriman and you are on the same page in all this.
Well, Nassim, you know, showed the role of golden ratio and Planck in the Schwarzschild proton. And then we took it a lot further and showed, because we have a new partner, originally with Nassim, Mark Rohrberg, who developed a new equation for the ratio of the mass of the proton to the electron, which proved my phase conjugate cause of gravity. So the advanced science proof of that phase conjugation is the cause of gravity from my equation is at fractalfield.com/conjugate-gravity. You'll see the equations there, both my new equation for the radii of hydrogen and his new equation for the ratio of the proton to the electron, which took Nassim's to the next step and proved phase conjugation. And then we took the advanced physics to perception and proved that phase conjugation is the cause of perception. And that's at fractalfield.com/conjugate-perception.
You know, the timing of this is exquisite, you know, having you on the show today. I mean, when I say a quantum shift, it's like a critical mass of people worldwide through the internet that are coming to the science of spirituality, or come to the deep science of spirituality with the understanding that you're talking about, and that this is the future, and people are tuning into it. And the wonderful thing about the show being archived, you know, people will be able to listen to this, and they'll be able to get your website, they'll be able to play it back until they'll be able to write it down and play it back. And the value of for those who are in this field, researching this field, I mean, it doesn't take an Einstein, basically it's just someone with a pure heart and pure intention, you know, that really wants to understand this stuff, to go into it. This is what will happen. There'll be kids, there'll be young adults who will totally focus on this, tune into this, and basically outpicture the future of coherence on the planet.
Right, and where we should maybe go with that even here is to say what this leads directly to is a hygiene for the growth of your aura. So that once we've proven the physics of how you take cold plasma through death, taking memory through death successfully by getting coherence in your aura, obviously, then we create a detailed self-empowering physics and science of religion and spirituality, which eliminates the need for miracle worship and personality worship, and therefore eliminates the need for religion wars. Instead of miracle worship and personality worship, we increase the beauty of spirituality because it increases the beauty of understanding the physics of what the collective mind is. It's very beautiful. And when we understand that well, suddenly the planet can have political agreement, since when physics proves, you know, how human bliss creates the possibility of immortality, then we can prove the word politics comes from body polis, which is you have no politics unless you have a body polis, which is to say a bliss body. Any beehive about to swarm knows. And so functionally, you can then biologically prove that bliss is a biologic necessity, not just to have an immune system, but to take memory through death. And so the function of politics is to enable bliss process, which is to say getting a big aura. So it all becomes a very simple science.
So the joy, divine love, harmony, the coherence factor, again, summing that up for me is like that mind congruence, you know, a healthy mind follows heart coherence. You know, the joy, the peace, the compassion, you know, the harmonics of being at a core level, congruence follows from that. I mean, how can you have mind congruence if there's no heart coherence?
Yeah, and congruence is another word for coherence. That's right. And where this leads then is that the hygiene is so understandable that functionally, you know, every Indian yogi who lived to be hundreds of years old, and many have, not one of them did it in a metal building. And now we know the physics of exactly why. Because effectively, if you can't build life force into your clothing and your building, your aura is going to die prematurely. In the same way as the geometry of the path through death, the Kluwe-Korn's form constants that people see when they die is literally a map to taking your plasma through implosion in your DNA. And the symmetry of the visions these people see at death is actually your DNA saying, compress implode and achieve charge distribution efficiency and become a shareable wave. So the reason you process your anger before you die is literally because unshareable waves do not make it through implosion. So it all becomes, all your spiritual traditions become a beautiful, simple, and powerful self-empowering science. That's the idea.
So there's definitely a unified field to the whole heart coherent science.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dan, I am fascinated with your work. I know you have a busy lecture circuit that you're on with. And you just got back from Barcelona, and you lecture worldwide. You've been, of course, in the United States for years. You're living in Paris now, where I'm talking with you. And what's your future lecture schedule look like?
Well, you know, we're based in Australia and Europe, but our major new launch, the new, is of course Fractal U, Fractal University, FractalU.com, which is where the people can really get in detail personal instruction in these things. Plus, right now we're launching Therify.net, plasma healing systems. The research and labs are in Brazil, Australia, and Canada. The launches for the hardware are taking place this month near Atlanta, in South France, and in Belgium. And we're doing those installs and setting up with the medical people because we want to prove that the climax form of this bioactive field, this fractal implosion field phase conjugation, is absolutely the solution to rejuvenation. I just mentioned one thing, but that's why I'm going. We're on our way to Belgium right now, actually. But that's why I wanted to point out one thing about rejuvenation. We had this discussion with Sam of the Bosnian Pyramids last week in Barcelona. But the kind of rejuvenation he's observing in the Bosnian Pyramid, which is Schumann harmonic cascade, basically, it comes from the physics we're talking about, that you can have the plasma implode. But the one thing that's interesting is you can time reverse rusted steel back to not rusted. We learned that from phase conjugate optics and time reversal. And it says something about people. But you cannot do the reverse. That means this rejuvenation, this time reversal thing, has one limitation. You can only return to a state of greater order.
That's interesting. So involving and evolving individual and collective harmony with the fractal order of the holographic universe.
And, you know, when the ancients, like Akhenaten, had the assignment to build Amenti Amarna, which it was like Jerusalem, was functionally a stargate called Dirana by Anton Parks, that basically the reason you have wars over stargates like Jerusalem, which, by the way, the stargate's broken, cancel the war. But the reason you have wars over these things is basically because the only way to get your plasma accelerated through the local star is this implosion plasma, which is why, you know, proving these plasma devices are basically spirituality come to focus. The ancients said, I will build a Shem unto the Lord. And, you know, the Sitchin translated that high word firestone, implosive capacitance, became the word altar in church, Shemon, alchemy, schematic. And what it really meant was, I will build implosive charge bioactive field, and that will make me immortal. And in effect, that's our goal, is that that's the real definition of sustainability.
Well, right now, from what I understand, the Stargate history, the 20-year Stargate program or longer in the United States, is coming out with the Cosmic Disclosure series, Gaia MTV, you know, on the internet with David Wilcock and Corey Good. And yeah, they've been doing a whole series on this, and it's going global. I mean, people are kind of tuning into it. I mean, this is a good time, like I say, for people, you know, understanding of the depth of field of this science of heart coherence, because really we're talking about Stargate technology that has been, you know, a secret space program. It's going mainstream with understanding of this. I mean, it's coming out.
I just want to say, process. I like it. When I set up the video lab at Gaium, the director with me at the time was Rick Hassan, who was mm-hmm. the producer, original producer of Stargate. And what,
really?
what I was able to show him was that the letters used to make the movie Stargate around the edges are the Ophanum Enochian letters, which have the symmetry of a hypercube. That, which is to say, if you focus plasma in that sequence of symmetries, you make a phase conjugate plasma field at the center called a stargate. And that physics is actually temple design. That's what raising a Shem unto the Lord means. So I say learning plasma physics is not just about stargates, but is about getting human memory projected into the stars, and that's really what the pyramids were about.
And so you have someone, you say, is measuring the energy in the Bosnian pyramid, and what has he been finding?
Well, no, Sam Osmanovich, he's a great guy. We had a lot of fun with him last weekend, and he's wanting us to do some more measurements up there. But he's proven, he's done a lot of work showing that people have rejuvenation effects in the tunnels under the Bosnian pyramid. And he's measured the density of the negative ion wind, which is obviously implosive, and the coherence of the Schumann harmonics under there, which is an introduction to the mechanism of how phase conjugation achieves rejuvenation. So when we say a pyramid is a rejuvenation machine, now we know the plasma physics of how and why. And by the way, even the negative ion wind, which when it's strong enough can even burn infection out of the spine liquid, those systems, cell care therapy it's called, do not work if you put it in a room with all kinds of metal. No, you have to put it in a room with biologic materials. Why? Requires a phase conjugate environment. So it tells you a lot about what the ancients knew about making bioactive fields and how stupid we are for putting steel and aluminum and electrosmog and dead air in our buildings, because it's going to kill us.
I remember reading the view over Atlantis, you know, and then the understanding of the ley system in England and how the temples, the giant temples were built on the intersects of these ley systems, and underneath the steeple, underground, they had layers of organic and inorganic material chambers, you know, like that would concentrate what some people call the orgon energy, or be another name for it. That, you know, that's the celestial and terrestrial interface from the steeple and the terrestrial fields where they intersect. You would concentrate that energy during solstices and equinoxes, and they would have initiations and spiritual rituals for them.
No, that's beautiful, and that's right. The different dielectric constant of those layers creates recursive capacitance. And when capacitance is phase conjugate, it's centripetal and bioactive, which is a more correct terminology than orgon, actually. Mm-hmm. But that ability to make capacitance centripetal is the essential principle. Incidentally, I was with John Michel, who wrote View Over Atlantis and City of Revelation. We did tours together, et cetera, and he was very good at drinking Roger under the table. He could drink more whiskey. Abuse your body while you still can. No, but John's essential dream, his life dream, was to prove that the metric system was evil and that English units of measure were sacred. And actually, I have, after his death, proved him correct, because the Roman pace megalithic yard and the pyramid inch and the English yard and foot actually are excellent golden ratio exponents of plot length. And the meter doesn't fit. That means buildings designed around the meter are less likely to invite charge compression and therefore less sacred. So John Michel gets kudos after death.
That's really interesting. So the pyramid inch, and you know, of course, the sacred geometry of the pyramids all tied into cosmic, universal, quantum fractal.
Well, there's only one simple geometric progression that connects the megalithic yard, the Roman pace, the pyramid age. It's all one simple geometric progression. And the golden ratio down to Planck length links that progression right to Planck. That's what I showed newly. It's all at goldenmean.info/DNA ring. And the one thing that doesn't fit, the meter. In other words, doesn't invite compression. Therefore, it doesn't invite life.
That's fascinating. So the U.S. system of foot and yards and the inch is more correctly based on
and buildings and structures based around the foot and yard, the pyramid inch, megalith yard, Roman pace, they will all be more likely to invite phase conjugate capacitive compression. Now, obviously, if you build those buildings out of steel and aluminum, which is the wrong dielectric, then forget it, it's all junk anyway. But if you build those buildings out of biologic materials, remember, every living molecule that wanted to join the sexy club called life reads my bumper sticker, which says "Get fractal or get dead," and so those molecules rearrange themselves into fractality, like clathrates, and every living protein is pent based on golden ratio, and that achieves charge distribution efficiency, which is the hallmark of life.
Well, it's interesting. It reminds me of why someone explained this to me once in detail. Why tornadoes are attracted to aluminum trailer parks.
No, we explain it's actually because the aluminum trailer park having the worst kind of dielectric means that living plasma is shorted out, cannot breathe through it. So, which is why it's poisonous to live inside aluminum structures, literally for your aura. But
So the tornado, because it has to be implosive plasma, which is the definition of all of life, obviously feels the metal trailer park as pain. This is pain is defined as where fractality bleeds charge because the fractal is broken. So tornadoes are famous for destroying metal trailer parks, and well, they should. Tornadoes are also very famous for not destroying sacred stone temples because this feels like part of the body of the tornado.
Wow, and again, getting the tornadoes and hurricanes and these vortex fields, it all goes back to, you know, the spiral nature and the vortex nature of all creation. I mean, this is one thing I've been fascinating to me as I've got into quantum science and Nassim and his work, but the understanding in general of how there is a torus field. You know, in the earth, there's a torus field. You know, in the human aura, there's a torus, you know, the brain field. There's torus fields, you know, in galaxies. And these fields.
Well, just to summarize there, that physics has always been clear that all field effects and therefore all of physics was toroidal. That was old information. Now, yeah. Nassim got a little confused when he said that tetrasymmetries were fractal, because actually tetracubic symmetries are the opposite of fractal and compressible, which is not to say they're bad, but they're charge isolating, whereas if you embed the tetracube in the dodeca, then you have implosive fractality. But Nassim did then later get it right when he said that the collapse function jitterbug from Cubach to Tuicosa, which I learned personally from Bucky Fuller, is the mechanism of superconductivity. So Nassim was very much on the right track there.
Well, it's interesting how you have evolved through the understanding of the mathematics and the science. The depth of field, again, of your work, and for anyone who wants to cross-correlate or cross-reference, the different materials, websites, and the vast amount of data information you have on this, and the graphics, and again the integration that you've done with this, it rolls off your tongue with a level of profound background that people can see as self-evident if they look at your websites. And we're going to have to do a wrap on this, but is there anything you'd like to finish up on?
Well, yes, and thank you for acknowledging me there, but remember, it's really not about me. It is about pure principle. The pure principle is fractality, and we want to prove it in living plasma, that once you can understand and build living electric fields, you can reinvent architecture, biology, clothing, glass, plasma healing, cancer healing. So we're absolutely bound and determined to prove this on a governmental and science level, do the real physics, and that's what we have at fractalfield.com. So yes, thank you for inviting me, and happy to share, and let's stay in touch. And by the way, our blog is at facebook.com/fractalfield.
Facebook.com/fractalfield.
Yep.
Dan, I'm so grateful for having you on the show. I'm grateful for those who've listened to the show today. So we will keep in touch with you. And God bless you, everyone. And happy trails till we meet again. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, everyone.
Yes. And if people want more, tell them check out fractalu.com because we can do the teaching. Thank you.
That's a good one. Thanks,
okay.
Dan.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with Cosmic Love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic Love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, What goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.